This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Now, we have on the phone our next guest with us. This is Al Cossa, who's the artistic director for the Melbourne International Film Festival Summer Residency, which is happening at Bunjil Place. So welcome to the show, Al.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Now, Al, we all know what MIFF is, MIFF, the Melbourne International Film Festival, but what's this summer residency that's happening in Bunjil Place?
Yeah, so we're thrilled as MIFF to be collaborating with Bunjil Place, and I'm sure your listeners know, I mean, Bunjil Place is a really amazing creative community hub.
Excellent, yep.
It's sort of an extraordinary venue, which has, you know, outdoor facilities, theatres, galleries, libraries, and I think the programming that kind of goes on there is pretty extraordinary. So we're happy to be a part of that, and, you know, we're thrilled to be back out in the real world as well and kind of bringing audiences together.
Yeah. So Al, is this the first time you've done a summer season like this, a full
one? With Bunjil it is. We've had a couple of instances a number of years ago where we've had things Fed Square or Moonlight Shorts, but this is really something that's quite unique and quite a first for us, in it being a month-long residency and a curated program, which is some of the most incredible Australian and international filmmaking. There's family shorts programming. There's a selection of Australian films from MIFF's Premier Fund, so feature films and docos, and some incredible talent sort of right through. So you've got a really interesting kind of diverse mix of content there. For instance, we've got recent highlights from the festival, such as H is for Happiness, which was our family gala in 2019. It's a really lovely, beautiful film. It stars Deborah Melman, Joel Jackson, Miriam Margolis, all-star cast, and something I'd recommend to everyone, which on the feature side is kicking things off with the family shorts program on 5th February.
Right, great. And because, you know, like you had an odd start, well, not start, you had an odd year last year, of course, like everyone did. So it must be good to actually get people back seeing a movie from your perspective.
Oh, absolutely. You know, MIFF's heart is in the cinema. We're facing the same issues that every arts and cultural organization and festival is, in terms of working out ways of meeting audiences where they are, and how do you keep providing people that sort of cultural connection, and how do you kind of, I guess, screen and create programming that's meaningful to a community right now as well. And so this is a fantastic opportunity through Bunjil Place for us, and I'm really looking forward to see audiences coming together and experiencing films together, and all of these things that have been ever removed from us for so long. So it's really exciting, I think.
Yeah. What are some of the other highlights?
Yeah, so outside of that, we've got a Premier Fund film, Jungle, which is our 2017 opening night film. It's by Greg McLean, obviously very well known for Wolf Creek, which itself was programmed for MIFF back in 2005. And this is a film that's based on an incredible story of, you know, real-life adventure and survival. Yossi Ginzburg, his experience of surviving a section of the Bolivian Amazon for 3 weeks. It stars Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter himself.
Yay!
And it's extraordinary performance. It's an inspiring story, but they do not gloss over the very harsh reality of that experience.
But do you know what I love about Daniel is that he's obviously a multimillionaire and so famous now because of the Harry Potter films. But he takes on some very risky, you know, like alternative roles, isn't he? You know, he's not playing, you know, like superheroes or doing anything like that. He's gone, you know, gritty in his adult life.
which I think is so refreshing, and it's sort of wonderful to see. And it's, you can't imagine a more iconic kind of, you know, pop cultural zeitgeist role than Harry Potter. And I think, you know, I guess if you've lived that for a decade plus, I guess having the freedom and the ability to pick and choose those sort of projects, which are, you know, at a far remove from that, is, yeah, is pretty extraordinary. And, you know, he is someone who absolutely has such a range to him when you do see him in those other kinds of settings as well.
Yeah.
Outside of that, we've got Neon by Australian filmmaker Lawrence Johnston. You know, he's a very revered documentarian locally as well. Films such as Fallout, Night Out, and someone who's, you know, had work at Cannes in Toronto as well. And Neon's from 2015. It's a really fascinating, almost, you can think of it as a biography of Neon, as in Neon Lights itself. And it's very, very interesting because it kind of charts this, I guess, over the course of decades, and it looks at Neon as this, I guess, artisan form, but also a form that's, you know, commercial. It's, you know, obviously associated with the bright lights and the tawdriness of Vegas and so on and so forth. But it's, again, this real intersection of history and craft and, I guess, science and technology, yeah, and, I guess, pop culture as well.
Yeah. Well, our famous Skipping Girl here in Melbourne, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And then we've also got The Death and Life of Otto Bloom, which was 2016 opening night film for Myth. And that's a film by Chris Jones, who sadly passed away in 2017 at the age of 37. So far, far too young. And he was, I think, a fascinating emerging voice in Australian film. This is a mockumentary form. And the protagonist of it is someone, it's a very kind of high concept love story, I think you'd call it. And it's someone who passes backwards through time while remembering the future. It stars Xavier Samuel, Rachel Ward, Matilda Brown's in there as well. But it's something that's really high concept, but it has such heart to it. It's a really fantastic and quite unique love story, I think.
Yeah. Al, I'm finding it really interesting that, you know, like, that you've bought all these films from, you know, like, years past from Myth. And, you know, like, so many people would have missed them, wouldn't they, heard about them and then never really had an opportunity to see them. This is such a smart thing that you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Look, I hope it'll be a discovery for audiences, and I hope it'll be a rediscovery for some audiences who might want to revisit those kind of highlights from a couple years back right through to, you know, 2015 or before as well. As I say, it's a very diverse lineup in terms of, you know, Bolivian survival thriller through to, you know, beautiful, lovely family film in terms of H's for Happiness as well. So I hope there is, you know, there's an array of great films and filmmaking and local talent and something for everyone.
Yeah. So when's it on? Is it the 5th to the 21st of Feb? Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And details and tickets and all info, that's all at bunjilplace.com.au.
Just remind us, you know, we all know where Bunjil Place is. You know where Bunjil Place is. But for listeners that are like, where's Bunjil Place? Can you just remind us?
It's within the city of Casey at Narre Warren.
Yeah.
And it's a most magnificent building, isn't it?
Oh, it's extraordinary. I think it opened in 2017. It's won a whole host of design and architecture awards with good reason. So, yeah, you know, outside of the programming, just being in that space and enjoying it.
Just seeing the space. It looks like an eagle or something has just landed. This huge eagle, doesn't it?
It's very striking.
Yeah, brilliant. Al, lovely chatting with you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. You're on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.